Welcome to After Hours, Let's Talk, where the night secrets are safe, the vibes are warm, and nothing is ever too deep. I'm your host, Shorty For Real, and tonight we're going to sit with something that I think a lot of us have felt, even if we didn't know how to name it. You guys, have you ever missed a version of yourself that doesn't exist anymore? A past you who felt lighter, who felt braver, who felt freer, or even more naive, but a whole lot less tired. If you answered yes to that, well, me too, honey. And tonight, we're gonna unpack that. We're going all the way there. We're going to sit in it. We're going to talk about it. And we're going to embrace it. But first, before we get into that, it is time for What's On Your Mind Tonight. This is the part of the show where I take something one of you guys shared with me, anonymously, of course, and we unpack it. And we talk about it just a little bit. So let's read tonight's confession. I feel like I've outgrown everyone around me, but somehow I still feel behind. And that one really resonates with me. It hits home, you know? Outgrown people can feel like progress, but it also brings loneliness. And it can bring sadness sometimes. And it can also bring a little envious, jealousy. And feeling behind is the kind of ache that sneaks up on you when you're scrolling through everyone else's highlight reels. And that's a little hard for us sometimes, to seeing others living their best lives, and we kind of feel just a little stuck or not as accomplished or not moving at the same pace. But that's okay, because we're not supposed to be. So I do want to remind you something. I really wish someone told me sooner. You're not behind. You are becoming. And becoming looks messy as hell, okay? So it's okay. Because you are here and you are doing you, honey. So, if this is you, you're not lost, baby. I promise you. You're leveling up, and sometimes that means sitting in a space that doesn't look like where you came from or even where you're headed. And it's uncomfortable sometimes, but that's okay as well, because we have to be uncomfortable and be outside of our comfort zones and outside the box sometimes to get where we want to be and where we need to be. So with that being said, have you ever looked at an old photo of yourself? You know, smiling, maybe laughing, and think, damn, she had no idea what was coming. And yet, look at that joy. There was a version of me who used to laugh louder, you guys, who said yes to everything. I romanticized about the smallest things. That girl, that person that I was, she didn't care. She didn't care who was watching or what they thought. But I realized over time, life really started lifing for me. Disappointments came. Grief made me quiet. Experience made me cautious. Healing made me soft, but also more selective, surprisingly. And sometimes, late at night, just like now, I miss her. I miss that person. I miss the version of me that didn't flinch before trusting people, that didn't hesitate to do and try new things. That person that danced without wondering who was judging. That person who just didn't give a damn, you know? I'm out here. I'm living my best life. The person that dreamed wildly without worrying how it would all come together. Because I didn't have to worry. Because I just knew deep down that it was all going to be okay. But here's what I've learned. Sometimes the version of you that you miss was only meant to carry you so far. You got through things you didn't think you'd survive. That person taught you joy before you ever knew what pain was. That was your beginning, but that doesn't have to be your destination. You can honor that person without trying to become them again, you know? Because realistically, you will never be them again. But who you are right now, that's the one doing the healing, okay? That's the one who's choosing peace right now. And that's the one who's not chasing after people who don't see them, who don't care, who don't have good intentions, who don't have your best at heart. And you know, that's real growth. And that's so sacred. And that's something to be damn proud about. The person you are today, right now, in this moment. It's a beautiful thing, you guys. So, I have a quote of the night for you guys. You are not a fixed version of yourself. You are a thousand stories still unfolding. That is a beautiful quote to me, you guys. I want you to just let that sink in. Let it sit with you. Carry it with you. Remember it. Tell yourself that. When you start feeling like you're missing that person. Because at the end of the day, you're not meant to stay the same, okay? You're meant to shift, break, rebuild, and rediscover over and over again. So yes, it's okay to miss that person. But don't forget to love the version of you that survived this long and long enough to ever miss anybody to begin with. just wanted to take a moment and pause right there because we all need to remember that. We're still here and we made it through. So that's it for tonight's episode of After Hours, Let's Talk. Thank you for being here, you guys. Thank you for listening, for feeling deeply, for staying up with me and sitting in the soft, hard, beautiful parts of being human. If you got something on your mind, drop it anonymously in the link in the show notes. You never know. It might be featured in the next What's on Your Mind Tonight. And if this episode resonated with you, send it to someone who's missing an old version of themselves too. They don't need to go back, but maybe, just maybe, they need to hear they're not alone. Until next time, my beautiful friends, take a deep breath, take it easy, and remember, the night always has something to say.